قال الملأ من قوم فرعون إن هذا لساحر عليم.
The elders of Pharaoh's nation said, "Surely this person is a skillful magician."
يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم فماذا تأمرون؟
Who seeks to drive you out from your land? What would you have us do? Who seeks to drive you out from your land?
Moses' claim to prophethood, peace be upon him, implied the call to total change, obviously including political change. For if a person lays claim to be God's messenger, it implies that people should obey him unreservedly. For God's messengers are not sent to the world to obey other human beings and live in subordination to them, as that would be inconsistent with their positions as prophets. They rather ask others to accept them as their leaders and rulers. It is this which explains why Pharaoh and his coterie felt threatened by an all-out revolution, political, economic, and social. When Moses, peace be upon him, came forth with his call, and they apprehended that if he succeeded, they would lose their political power.
قالوا أرجه وأخاه وأرسل في المدائن حاشرين.
Then they advised Pharaoh, "Put off Moses, peace be upon him, and his brother for a while, and send forth heralds to your cities."
يأتوك بكل ساحر عليم.
To summon every skillful magician to your presence.
وجاء السحرة فرعون قالوا إن لنا لأجرا قالوا إن لنا لأجرا إن كنا نحن الغالبين.
And the magicians came to Pharaoh and said, "Shall we indeed have a reward if we win?"
قال نعم وإنكم لمن المقربين.
Pharaoh replied, "Certainly, and you shall be among those who are near to me."
قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون نحن الملقين.
Then they said, "O Moses, peace be upon him, will you first throw your rod or shall we throw?"
قال ألقوا فلما ألقوا سحروا أعين الناس واسترهبوهم وجاءوا بسحر عظيم.
Moses said, peace be upon him, "You throw." So when they threw their rods, they enchanted the eyes of the people and struck them with awe and produced a mighty sorcery.
وأوحينا إلى موسى أن ألق عصاك فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون.
Then we directed Moses, "Now you throw your rod," and lo, it swallowed up all their false devices.
فوقع الحق وبطل ما كانوا يعملون.
Thus was the truth established, and their doings were shown to be false.
فغلبوا هنالك وانقلبوا صاغرين.
Pharaoh and his comrades were defeated and put to shame.
وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ.
And the magicians flung themselves prostrate.
قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Saying, "We believe in the Lord of the whole universe."
رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ.
The Lord of Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them. The Lord of Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them.
Thus God turned the tables on Pharaoh and his courtiers. They had arranged the magic show in the hope that it would convince the people that Moses was just a sorcerer and thus make them skeptical about his claim to prophethood. But the actual outcome was quite the opposite. The sorcerers who had been assembled were defeated. Not only that,
it was also unanimously acknowledged that the signs displayed by Moses, peace be upon him, in support of his claim,
were not feats of magic. Rather, his signs manifested the might of God, the Lord of the universe, and hence could not be overcome by magic.
قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا لَمَكْرٌ مَكَرْتُمُوهُ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ لِتُخْرِجُوا مِنْهَا أَهْلَهَا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ
Pharaoh said, "What do you believe before you have my permission? Surely this is a plot you have contrived to drive out the rulers from the capital. So you shall see.
لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ ثُمَّ لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ
I shall cut off your hands and feet on the opposite sides, and then crucify you all.
قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ
They replied, "We shall surely return to our Lord."
وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ
Will you punish us just because we believed in the signs of our Lord when they came to us? Our Lord, shower us with perseverance and cause us to die as those who have submitted to you.
Faced with utter failure, Pharaoh finally resorted to branding the whole magic tournament as a conspiracy concocted by Moses, peace be upon him, and his accomplice sorcerers. Under threat of death and physical torture, he asked the sorcerers to confess that they had acted in collusion with Moses, peace be upon him. This last move by Pharaoh was ineffectual, for the sorcerers readily agreed to endure every torture, clearly proving thereby that their decision to accept Moses' message reflected their sincere conviction and that no conspiracy was involved. The tremendous and instantaneous change which took place in the characters of the sorcerers as a result of belief is also significant. The sorcerers had come all the way from their homes with the purpose of vindicating their ancestral faith and receiving pecuniary reward from the Pharaoh for overcoming Moses, peace be upon him. However, the moment true faith illumined their hearts, they displayed such resoluteness of will and love for the truth that they contemptuously turned down Pharaoh's offer and demonstrated their full readiness to endure even the worst punishments for the sake of the truth that had dawned upon them.